translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, how did the Lord conduct himself? How did he behave in relationship with his brothers? Who were expansions of his own self? And how did his brothers and the inhabitants of Ayodhya treat him? So this is the inquiry from Maharaj Parikshit to Sukadeva Goswami. And this verse don't have a purport. So what we'll do, we will go through the purport of just the previous verse just to understand why Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question. As in short, Parikshit Maharaj is asking to Sukadeva Goswami, tell me more about Lord Ramchandra, his character, and how did he dealt with his family, relatives, and the citizens. So if you go to the translation and the purport of verse number 23, so in the translation, it says, O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra's pastime will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Purport. Here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatan Dharma or the eternal pastimes of Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. But the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body. And therefore, he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. Because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector, he thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham. Bhagavad Gita 4.11. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparadha. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting, Shravana Kirtana, is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brisabhanostute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I'm seeking blessings from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here. I'm seeking their blessings so that I can glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. I can speak something which I heard in line of our Vaishnava Parampara, whatever I heard from my superiors, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas, for the pleasure of the Bhagavatams, and for the pleasure of their Lordship, Shri Radha Gokulanand, Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, and Gaur Nithai, and ultimately, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! I'm also seeking blessings from all the devotees who have joined online. Okay, so as Ram Navami is coming, it's next Thursday, and this is the time, the particular time when there is a tough challenge, you know, to choose between Srimad Bhagavatam and Ramayana. We do want to read Bhagavatam, we do want to read Bhagavad Gita, but when Lord Ram's appearance comes, when Ram Navami comes, we naturally get attracted to hear more about Lord Ramachandra. And we just start, you know, it's like doing some research. Okay, in Bhagavatam, which are the sections which actually glorifies Lord Ramchandra? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are the text or which are the chapters which actually glorifies Lord Ramchandra? And we just try to relish the nectarian character and the pastime of Lord Sri Ramachandra. And here in this verse number 23 and 24, the verse number 23, it glorifies... it says, Sukadeva Goswami is saying to Parikshit Maharaj that anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. So all of the living entities or all of the conditioned soul, they are kind of... captured or they are infected by the anarthas. There are six anarthas or unwanted qualities. And those anarthas becomes the blockers or become the hurdles in our progress of bhakti, in our progress of devotional services. And in this particular verse, it talks about, okay, what is the problem? What is the disease? And then what is the medicine? What is the solution to that? So first thing, the disease is envy, right? And Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport, in this particular purport, where is that? Yeah. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. When I read this, I was like, oh, wow. This is shocking. Then, okay, one may think like, okay, many times when we cultivate the new people, when they come to Krishna consciousness, when they come to our temple, come to our community, they think, wow, this is a spiritual place. This is Vaikuntha. There can't be any fault. You know, devotees must be like the Vaikuntha Vasis. But when they come, and especially when they start doing services with devotees, then they realize, oh my God, it's not so easy, right? Even they still have all of those anarthas. So one, like many times after coming to Krishna consciousness, after 6 months or year, generally people ask, Prabhu, from outside we think, yeah, devotees are like the Vaikuntha Vasis. They are free from all kind of anarthas. That's why we're coming here to associate with them. But when we come, we find, oh, they still have some of the bad habits. They still have some of the anarthas. How to understand it? So yes, how to understand it? See, in this material world, all the living entities or all the conditioned soul, they are here. Why? Because of their conditioning. Because they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Krishna. Okay? And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Noi Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Ute. So eternal relationship with Krishna, that's eternal. But we have forgotten, right? Just like even in Nectar of Instruction, it is said, a mirror, when you go in front of the mirror, we should be able to see our face. But when that mirror is covered with dust, a layer of dust, then what happened? We can't see our face. It's hidden. In the same way, the living entity in its pure form is always in connection with Krishna. right? But when the living entity has that subtle desire to enjoy, subtle desire to become the Lord, comes to this material world and get conditioned and forgets one's relations, eternal relationship with Krishna. In the same way, like, you know, all of us are healthy, but sometimes we get infected by some diseases. Then what we do when we get some disease, where we go?
Doctor.
We go to a hospital. Why? Because when you go to a hospital, we book an appointment, then doctor inspects us, checks us, and then gives some medicines. In the same way, that is for our material body. In the same way, the temples are the hospital for the spiritual body. Okay? And the living entity is the conditioned soul. After getting frustrated in this material world, when they come to the temple, they come to a spiritual hospital where everyone is trying to treat their soul. And when you go to a hospital in general, like when you go to any hospital, go to see your GP, then what you see, there are many people waiting in the reception area, right? And everyone is waiting, why? To go and meet with the doctor so that they get treated, right? In the same way, when you come to a spiritual organization, when you come to a temple, we see there are many devotees who are here to meet Srila Prabhupada, to meet their lordship, okay? And when you go to a hospital, the people who are waiting outside, why they're waiting? Because they got disease, okay? Because they got disease. And until they meet with doctor, until they start taking the medicine, they are not cured. They still have the diseases. In the same way, when we come to a spiritual organization, the devotees, right, with whom we're here, all of us are spiritually infected, right? And all of us are in this spiritual hospital, right? So we should not expect that, oh, every other person should be a pure devotee. Yes, I have anarthas. I'm coming here to the temple to get purified, but everyone else should be a pure devotee. So that type of expectation is not correct. So we should accept the truth that all the devotees who are here, all of us are spiritually infected. And we are here in this spiritual hospital to meet with Srila Prabhupada, to meet with their lordship. We have an appointment with them. And after the appointment, we are recovering slowly, purifying, right? And once we are purified, then we'll go back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. In the same way, when the patient comes regularly to the hospital, get, you know, properly treated by the doctor, get cured and becomes healthy. So yeah, so that's the one thing which we should not have some different type of expectation which is not real. And then, what is the solution? So Prabhupada says, like, such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatan Dhamma or eternal pastime of Lord. Okay, so until we get properly cured, we cannot go back home, back to Godhead. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designation of body, which is known as Dehatmak Buddhi. But the liberated devotees have nothing to do with the body. What does that mean? If we want to go to the spiritual world, we have to follow this path. We have to try, we have to endeavor to get detached from these bodily designations or Dehatmak Buddhi. And therefore, he's completely on transcendental platform. And then only we would be able to reach to the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy, right? It's not envious of anyone, even the enemy, which we'll see, like, you know, from Lord Ram's character and from his pastime. Because the devotee know that the Lord is his supreme protector, he thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? In Sanskrit or in Brajavasi, it is said, in Hindi generally say, na, ke, jako rakhe saiya mar sake na koi. Or, His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, he says, rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna want to protect us, who can harm that devotee? And if Krishna want to kill someone, then who can protect that person, right? Then, thus a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyam. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. Okay, let me read it again. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparadha. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting, sravana kirtana, so this is the medicine. When you come to a spiritual hospital, then you get the medicine. And this is the medicine which is prescribed by our doctor, Vaishala Prabhupada. What Prabhupada is saying? A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Okay? And just like when you go to an hospital, we don't go, and when you're waiting in the reception, do you think is it a good idea to go and speak with each of the patient first, and it's like waiting for the doctor and ask, okay, what is your disease? I can cure. Okay, you take this medicine. What is your problem? Okay, you take this medicine. Right? Do you think is it a good idea? No. It's not, right? Because we are not a doctor. If we would be a doctor, then we should be inside, right, treating the patient. But we ourselves are the patient. So we should not go and speak and check with other patients what's their problem. And why they are struggling and what medicine they should check. No, we should mind in our own business. Okay? And what is our business? When you come to a temple, when you come to a spiritual association, what is our business? What is the medicine? Shravana and Kirtana. That is the medicine. We should only care about that. That is our business. We should only mind in our own business. We should not think, okay, what other person is doing. We should not think, okay, what are the anarthas they have. Why? Because that is considered as Vaishnava aparad. Okay? And then, to continue this, in the verse number 24, then Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring to Sukadev Goswami, okay, how did Lord conduct himself? How did he behave in relationship with his brothers who were expansion of his own self? And how did his brothers and inhabitants of Ayodhya treat him? So in short, Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear about Lord Sri Ramachandra. How many of you are interested to hear about Lord Ramachandra? Still, I think many of them are not interested. Okay, now you can see most of the hands. Okay. Jai. There is a verse comes in Chaitanya Charitam, actually from Ramayana. But which is again, it's from Ramayana, Yuddha Kanda, 18.33, which is actually repeated by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrit. It is said, Sakrid eva praponnaya stavashmiti chayachate abhayam sarvada tashmi dadami etadvartamam mamam. Then, so this verse actually spoken by Lord Ramchandra to his devotees, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is repeating it. What Lord Ramchandra is saying, it is my vow that if one only once seriously surrender unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. Right? And there's a similar verse which, you know, like comes in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Which comes in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna gives the guarantee. Sarva dharman parityaje mam ekam sarnam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokchai sami masuchaha. So same we can see Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, all of them are repeating the same thing again and again and again and again. Even our Rupa Goswami also explains in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that out of all of the avatars, mainly the three avatars, Krishna, Rama and Narasimha is considered most prominent avatars. Why? Because in these avatars, they showed all of their six opulences. Sad Aishwarya. So that's why even in our temples, we mainly celebrate like these festivals like Ram Navami, Narasimha Chaturdasi, and Sri Krishna Janmashtami. So to hear more about Lord Ramchandra, I thought instead of directly going to Ramayana, why don't we go through some of the discussions or conversations which other Vaishnavas had. So in Sri Sampradaya, one of the Acharya, one of the prominent, actually the leader Acharya, is Ramanujacharya. Okay, so Ramanujacharya wanted to learn Ramayana, wanted to know more about Lord Ramchandra. So Ramanujacharya went to meet his uncle, his mama, Sri Shailapurna, who used to live in Tirupati. Okay, so Ramanujacharya went there. Not just once, not just twice, but 18 times. And every time Ramanujacharya went to see Sri Shailapurna, all the 18 times, Sri Shailapurna explained or narrated Ramayana in 18 different ways, explaining all the different characteristics of Lord Ramchandra and his devotees. And here we can say that there is a verse comes when the discussion going on between Ramanujacharya and Sri Shailapurna. It's a very beautiful verse which actually explains the 18 different qualities of Lord Rama and his devotees. And that verse, it says, Tattvam hitam purushakara pumartha sesha kastartha pancha kamaki chanda jai jai shri radha gokulanand bhagwan ki jai jai shri sita ram lakshman hanuman ki gaur nitai chand bhagwan ki shila prabhupad ki. So this verse says, Tattvam hitam purushakara pumartha sesha kastartha pancha kamaki chana desh labha kartartya vartan nivash shamuno dvartha ashastra jana vaishanya sasti kala jayartha. So here it says there are 18 qualities of Lord Ramchandra and his devotees. Okay, what are those 18 qualities? Oh, we have very little time left. The class is till 8:30, right? Yeah, 8:30. Okay. Yeah, okay. 9 o'clock on Saturday, yeah. And also, I don't want to let devotees wait for cheese toast, so I will try to finish quickly. So what are the 6, what are the 18 qualities? So we won't be able to go through all the 18 qualities. I will try to cover some of the first 4 to 6 qualities. If Krishna willing, like, you know, maybe next year or next time when I get some chance, we will discuss all the further qualities. So the first quality which comes here it comes. It is known as Tattvam. Tattvam. Tattvam means the supreme absolute truth. As I said earlier, that Rupa Goswami, he explained in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that how Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra and Narasimha Dev are the most prominent incarnations. And even in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very beautiful verse comes, you know, where it says, Ete chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan soyam indrari vakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. And there it says that how there are many incarnations are there. They come. Why? Because of the prayer of Indra. Indra always gets in trouble and all the incarnations come. And especially Lord Krishna is the supreme, is the prominent. He is the avatari. And he comes, why? To protect his devotees. Mridayanti yuge yuge. In every yuga he come, mridayante. Why? To protect and to give protection to his devotees. So first one is Tattvam. We understand from Ramayana that how Lord Ramchandra is not an ordinary person. He's coming, he appeared, he incarnated as an ordinary person, but his activities are extraordinary. Okay? So that is the first thing, Tattvam, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the second one comes, Hitam. Hitam means Sharanagati. And if you see, the whole Ramayana is actually focuses on Sharanagati, means surrender, means taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this Sharanagati, not just Lord Ramchandra is showing, because Lord Ramchandra gave shelter to Hanuman, gave shelter to Bhishan, to Sugriva, and all the Vanar Sena. And whoever surrendered to Lord Ramchandra was ready to give him protection. Even Lord Ramchandra said, if Ravana, he gives up his false ego, comes and surrender unto me, I will stop the battle. I will stop the battle. I won't kill him. So Lord Ramchandra is always ready to give protection. And not just in Lord Ramchandra himself, but even in his forefathers, like Raghu, Dilip, they also showed many, many examples. And even there is a very beautiful and very famous verse comes, you know, in Ramayana. Raghukul riti sadachali aye, prana jaye par vachana na jaye. Not like, we took a commitment, I will do it. And then later, as per time, place and circumstances, we said, it's not going to work. I'm taking my words back. No. In Raghukul Riti, if one says one thing, I promise it's going to happen, then they stick with their vow. Even they have to give up their life, that's fair, that's okay. But they can't step back from their vow. And here's a very beautiful pastime come of Dilip. So Dilip had no son. He was a wonderful king. He was one of the famous king in Raghukula. So he had no son. And then he asked to Vishwamitra, Vishwamitra, why am I not getting any son? I'm doing all the pious activity. I'm performing my activities in a proper way. What's the reason? Why I'm not getting the son? Then Vishwamitra told him, once when you visited Swarga Loka, you ignored Kamadhenu Kao. Right? So because he was thinking something else, and by mistake he forgot to offer respect to Kamadhenu Kao. And because of that, you committed an offense. And because of that offense, you can't have a son. Then he said, what is the solution? How can I get a son? How can I get rid of this offense? Then Vishwamitra said, the only way is serve her daughter, Nandini. Serve another cow. Then only you can get rid of this offense. Then Dilip started serving the cow. And every day, Dilip used to spend time with the cow. And one particular day, Nandini and Dilip, they were in the forest. And Nandini was grazing the grass. And while she was grazing the grass in a particular forest, a lion attacked on Nandini. And the lion was about to eat Nandini. And then Dilip got scared. Oh my God, I already had an offense. And now I got Nandini to serve so that I can get rid of my offense. And if something happens to Nandini, then what's going to happen to me? And then the king, Dilip, he said, oh tiger, please don't kill this cow. If you want, you can eat me. And that lion was not an ordinary lion. It was a very spiritual lion. And who was that lion? That lion was actually belongs to Mother Parvati. And the lion started speaking. He said, oh king, are you a fool or what? You have such a big responsibility of taking care of a kingdom. And just for a cow, you're ready to sacrifice yourself? What kind of king you are? He said, no, I've taken a vow to protect this cow, Nandini. You can kill me. You can eat me. Plus, please let go, Nandini. And as soon as Dilip offered himself, then what happened? The lion left it. And then Nandini started speaking. Oh, my king, I'm very pleased with your attitude. I'm very pleased with your dedication. So I'm blessing you a son. And then later, Dilip gets a son who is known as Raghu. And Lord Ramchandra comes in that lineage. That's why Ramchandra is known as Raghuvansi. And we can see, not just Dilip, there are many other king, whether it's Dasarath Maharaj or whether Raghu himself, all of them did amazing services, amazing, amazing services. They always sacrificed and Sharanagati. And there's a very beautiful pastime come from Ramayana when Hanuman, he went to Lanka, right? Why he went to Lanka? On a vacation? Holiday? Why did he went? to search of Mother Sita. That's correct. And while he was searching Mother Sita, he met with Mother Sita. And then, unfortunately, he got captured by Indrajit. Who is Indrajit? Son of Ravana. Yes, Indrajit is the son of Ravana. And Indrajit was very powerful. So, and he was powerful maybe physically, but not mentally. So what he did, he attacked Hanuman with a Brahmastra. Why? Just to hold, just to catch Hanuman. And as soon as Hanuman saw a Brahmastra is coming, Hanuman immediately offered obeisances and surrendered himself. And then what Brahmastra did? Brahmastra tied up Hanuman with a rope. And then the Rakshasas, just to impress Indrajit, they also started to tie Hanuman with different ropes. And it is said in the scripture that if a Brahmastra or any higher power or opulence or the weapon has already been attacked and someone is attacking with another lower kind of weapon or activity, the power of the higher weapon get useless. Already, Brahmastra been attacked on Hanuman, and these asuras, what they are doing, they're trying to tie Hanuman with different ropes, ordinary ropes. And Hanuman knew. And as soon as these asuras, they tie me with this ordinary rope, the power of Brahmastra will be nullified. And Hanuman said, okay, fine, do it. And then we know later what happened when Ravana tried to burn Hanuman, especially with his tail. Then what happened? Immediately Hanuman make himself freed from the bondage because Brahmastra is no more powerful, right? In the same way, when we surrender, when we are already surrendered to Krishna, when already chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when we are already following Srila Prabhupada, a devotee don't need to look for any other shelter. A devotee don't need to look, okay, what are the other worships I can do? What are the other things I can do? Even it says sometime devotees even come after practicing for so long. Oh, I heard lecture from this particular Babaji, or you know, it's like this particular Maharaj. He's from this place, and I think like you know his philosophies are so deep. I really like his lectures. I really like him. I like his personality, and I'm getting more attracted to it. Then you know what? The power of the holy name or the power or the shelter which we have taken from Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gokulananda and Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman will take away its power. Just like Brahmastra took away its power when the Rakshasas were trying to bind Hanuman with some ordinary ropes. So once we are in this process, once we are following Srila Prabhupada, once we are following the literatures and the philosophies given by Prabhupada, we don't need to deviate from this process. We don't need to think, okay, what are the other options out there? Rather, we need that conviction that this is the Brahmastra. All other things are useless ropes, ordinary ropes. Yeah. So that is Hitam. Okay, I have a very limited in time. So what I will do, instead of going to the next qualities, we'll see how Lord Ramchandra was a perfect leader, was an exemplary leader. So Srila Prabhupada teaches that a leader must be spotless in character. When Lord Ramchandra got told by his mother that, Ram, you have to go to the forest. And then Dasarath, he was quiet because he already promised to his wife. Okay, and then KKI asked, you have to go to the forest, Lord Ramchandra. And you know, on that particular day, it was the day when Lord Ramchandra was going to be coronated as a king. That particular morning it was announced and all the arrangement and preparation is going on. Lord Ramchandra was going to be the king in that afternoon. And on that morning, KK asked, Ram, you have to go to the forest. And what Lord Ramchandra did, he accepted immediately. Yes, I will go to the forest. Not for one day, not for a weekend, not for a month, for 14 years. So that is the character. Okay, my father promised, I have to keep the promise of my father. He left immediately. So that is the first quality of a great leader. And Srila Prabhupada says that leadership means responsibility, not just the privilege. Oh, I'm a leader, now I have the privilege, now I have the facility. Now I can control everyone. Now I can give the decisions. No, that is a responsibility. Second, he is the protector of all living beings. We can see in the forest, he protected the sages, right? He protected Bibhishan when no one else was trusted him. Even his brother kicked him out of the kingdom of Lanka. And he even protected animals, right? Prabhupada says a true leader ensures everyone under his care feel safe. A true leader is the one who gives protection, who gives confidence to his followers, to those who have taken shelter, right? The third one is he is the embodiment of the humility and compassion. Though he is the supreme lord, he honors his devotee, especially Hanuman and all the Vanar Sena, and especially the squirrel. All of you remember the pastime of squirrel? When Lord Ramchandra was building, or the Ramchandra had the plan to build a bridge to Lanka, then all the monkeys and Hanuman, Sugriva, all of them are bringing like big rocks and putting in the ocean, right? Why? To create a bridge, because they have to make a huge bridge. And then there was a squirrel. And what that squirrel was trying to do, the squirrel was kind of like, you know, trying to bring some sand particles and just trying to put in there. And the squirrel was coming on the way to Hanuman. And then Hanuman said, "Oh, you squirrel, you tiny squirrel, why are you coming on my way?" Right? "Can't you see I'm like lifting such a big rock? What are you doing?" Squirrel said, "I'm trying to serve Lord Rama." Then Hanuman asked, "How?" "By the sand particles." And then Hanuman started laughing. And then Lord Ramchandra said, like, "Oh, Hanuman, don't criticize the squirrel. The squirrel is a devotee." Why? "Because the squirrel is trying its best to serve me." So Krishna, Lord Rama, doesn't see the quantity, the seas, the quality of service is what we are doing. If we're giving our best, if we're giving whatever we have, Krishna and Lord Ramchandra is going to appreciate and reciprocate with that. So Lord Ramchandra is Bhavagrahi, right? He's not a Bhavagrahi, right? He's Bhavagrahi, right? Bhav means our emotion, how we are trying to serve Krishna, right? That is our Bhav. And here we can see, then Lord Ramchandra actually patted the squirrel. And actually, this is a pastime, I don't know, like, you know, Lord Ramchandra, in his draw his finger on the squirrel, and that's why squirrel have like those three lines. But I tried to, you know, like, notice the squirrel here in the UK, they don't have those three lines. Maybe they don't, you know, they don't come in that lineage. But in India, yes, I've noticed it. So yeah, Lord Ramchandra, you know, it's like always shows gratitude even for the small services, okay? And and finally, everyone is saying, okay, we need Ram Rajya, we need Lord Ram, okay? We need Lord Ram here, we need Ram Rajya. But how the Lord Ram Rajya, how the Ram Rajya will come if you're not ready to receive Lord Ram? If we ourselves are not ready to imbibe the qualities and characteristics of Lord Ramachandra, okay? So, So Lord Ram says that leadership is not about control. It is about the character, compassion, and commitment to dharma, to following the dharma. If we follow his example, even in a small way, we bring a little bit of Ram Rajya into our lives, into our family, and into our community. Right? So first we need to bring Ram into our heart. Then the Ram will come to our family. Then Lord Ram will come to our community. Right? You know, Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world. So be that change. All of us want Ram Rajya, but none of us want to imbibe the qualities of Lord Ram. Then how Lord Ram will come? Right? So we need to imbibe this qualities, pray to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra is known to give shelter. He is there to give us the protection, as we heard today. So just to summarize what we discussed today, we discussed that Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring from Sukadev Goswami to tell more about Lord Ramchandra. And then how this verse comes? It comes from when actually Sukadev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that anyone who listens the pastime of Lord Ramchandra, they get the love for Lord Ramchandra and they get free from all types of anarthas. And then we started discussing about the different qualities of Lord Ramchandra, which comes while Ramanujacharya was discussing with Shailapurna. And then we mainly discussed the two qualities. The first one is how from Ramayana we learn that Lord Ramchandra is the supreme personality of Godhead, Tattvam. Okay, that's the first thing, the first lesson which we learn. And the second one is Hitam, Sharanagati, that how Lord Ramchandra and his whole lineage, his whole Vansa is the epitome of giving shelter and protection to his kingdom, to their kingdom, and to the devotees who surrendered unto him. So yes, Ram Navami is just 1 week away from here. So we have 1 week to prepare our consciousness, to get ourselves ready to surrender to Shri Lord Ram. So Sita, Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman. We just need to pray sincerely. If you pray sincerely, you know, that verse from Ramayana, right? What Lord Ramchandra is saying? Let me read that again. Lord Ramchandra is saying, it is my vow that if one only once seriously surrender unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and pray to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person and he will always remain safe from that time on. So we just need to pray. We just need to pray. And how? Sincerely. If we pray sincerely to Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra will give us the protection. Lord Ramchandra will give us the courage. Lord Ramchandra give whatever we need to execute the services. Okay? Jai Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Jai Shri Radha Gokulanand Bhagwan Ki. Gaur Nitai Chandra Bhagwan Ki. Granthra Simad Bhagavatam Ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna. I think it's already time for breakfast, so I won't take any more time. Thank you, devotees. Hare Krishna.